These simple but tastefully appointed rooms would not be out of place in a fine bed and breakfast or country inn today. These are just two of Whitehall's 12 servants' rooms used by the household staff. The staff of a grand mansion like Whitehall were organized into a hierarchy. At the top were Mr. and Mrs. Flagler's personal assistants and secretaries, who traveled with them from house to house. A second tier included butlers, valets, cooks, and maids, who also traveled from house to house. A third tier of servants remained at each of Flagler's four homes to look after the building and grounds. These servants' rooms would have been assigned to servants in the first and second tiers. In keeping with the occupant status, the plumbing and lighting fixtures are first rate, superior, in fact, to anything found in the finest homes in South Florida at the time. In addition to these rooms used by Whitehall servants, 10 more bedrooms located on the third floor were available for the servants who accompanied the Flagler's house guests. Catering to the needs of the Gilded Age elite provided welcome employment for substantial numbers of skilled and unskilled workers, ranging from carpenters and gardeners to seamstresses and parlor maids. But employing servants at this time in history was not limited to the wealthy. 30% of all American households in 1902 employed at least one servant.